The following is a presentation of Learfield IMG College.
Live from McLean's at First and Main in Blacksburg, this is Tech Talk Live. Tonight's show is presented by Blacksburg Physical Therapy. Get to better. CMG Leasing. Visit btcampusedge.com to find out how you can live at the edge. Smithfield. Flavor hails from Smithfield. First Bank and Trust. The bank that puts you first. First and Main, Blacksburg. The official entertainment destination of Virginia Tech Athletics. G&H Appliance. Nobody does it better. Real Life Dental, located in Kent Square in downtown Blacksburg. Find your smile. Papa John's Pizza. Order online today at papajohns.com. Independently owned and operated in Virginia since 1992. The Pete Dye River Course, where Hokies play. And by PK's Bar and Grill. It's where friends and good times meet. Now, here's your host, Wes McElroy.
This is Tech Talk Live from McLean's at First and Main in Blacksburg on this Monday night. Wes McElroy in for John Lazor, filling in tonight alongside Virginia Tech Hall of Famer Mike Burnup. And we'll discuss later on where our buddy Laze is. We'll look back on the Duke game, and we'll look ahead to this week's contest against Miami. But right now, let's welcome in Mr. Mike Burnup, and let's welcome in the head coach of the Hokies, Justin Fuente.
There we go. Thanks, Wes. Well, Coach, let's just dive right into it. Obviously, everybody's kind of hurting. Nobody's hurting worse than you are, and the team is, obviously. But I think everybody's kind of down in the dumps a little bit. Just talk about it 3 days removed from the Duke game. Kind of what were your takeaways, and how's it been since?
Well, obviously, I'm extremely disappointed. You know, I'm disappointed in myself that I couldn't get our team to play better. We're better. We have a chance to be better than we showed. I think Duke is very good, but, you know, we are going through some growing pains right now, to say the least, and it's my job to get us through that and get us playing better. So I'm not disappointed in our players. I'm not disappointed in our coaches. We need better from everybody involved, including and starting with myself, and I've got to find a way to do a better job to get us to execute at a higher level on a more consistent basis. So you know, our kids came back on Sunday and had a great workout, and we did a lot more than we usually do on Sundays, but they did really well and really got after each other in a positive way for a little bit longer practice. But, you know, I'm sure, you know, people that care about this program and Virginia Tech athletics, Virginia Tech football, I'm sure are upset and down, and so are we, you know, but we can't stay down. You know, we've got to respond to the challenge in front of us and continue to push forward, and that's exactly what we're doing.
You talked about last week right here that Duke was a veteran team. They've got a lot more NFL talent. Coach Cut has built up that talent, and you knew they were going to be difficult and tough and well coached, and you told your team out there Monday in practice, the day we were out there, you got to match their intensity. And the way the game started out, you couldn't have asked for a better performance in the first quarter from your defense. But then it kind of just went south after that turnover.
Yeah, I was really disappointed in our ability to respond to a negative event. You know, we had a fumble, and on the next play, they hit us on a screen and go for a touchdown. And at that point in the game, we were outgaining them. I'm paraphrasing here, but, you know, basically I think it was 80 yards to 8 or something to that effect. And then from then on out, we could never kind of get the ball back in our court, which is disappointing because we have been a team that's been able to respond and, you know, overcome some adversity along the way, even in our youthfulness. So, you know, it's something we hit on in our meetings on Sunday and talking about those things. They do have a good squad, but, you know, and this has been coming for a couple of years. We've kind of seen it. And, you know, we went into their house a year ago as underdogs coming off of a really difficult situation and really played well. And they kind of did that to us this time.
Coach Cutcliffe said after the game, he talked about, we felt really fortunate to be only down 3-0 after the first quarter. I would assume with you guys, you started one drive at the 50, you started the other one at the plus 40, that you probably were disappointed just the totally opposite of that, right, that you only had 3 on the board.
Well, certainly so. I mean, everything was so difficult for us and has been, quite honestly, all year. I mean, there just hasn't been anything easy out there. And we did have a couple short fields there that you would have liked to have certainly gotten more than – than 3 points out of that stuff in the first quarter.
Yeah. What was your message to the team, like, after the game and yesterday, Sunday in practice?
I just told them that, that we are not playing up to our capability, and that's my – what's that? Good?
Go ahead, Coach.
Okay, that's my responsibility and, my job to make sure we do that. And, when times are tough and you face criticism or hard times, how you respond to that gives credence to the criticism or the that you're getting. You either prove it right or you can prove it wrong. And, through one day, our guys have done a great job rebounding.
Yeah. How about the energy and the atmosphere in that place coming through the tunnel to Sandman and just looking at all the white out? That was pretty spectacular to start that game.
Yeah, it certainly was. I mean, we love playing in Lane Stadium and in front of our fans. We've got great fans that, known across the nation as incredible supporters of our football squad and our players, maybe most importantly. And it was the first time many of our guys had played in a night game environment in Lane Stadium.
We'll have much more with Coach Fuente here with Tech Talk Live from McLean's at First in Maine. We're brought to you by HeartGuard. Make sure your dog is protected every month. Ask your vet about HeartGuard Plus, the real beef chew that dogs love. Much more on Tech Talk Live from McLean's at First in Maine here on the Virginia Tech ISP Sports Network.
If you're looking for a place that can fulfill all of your shopping, dining, and entertainment needs, stop by First in Maine. Get a kickstart to your day by getting a morning workout in at Anytime Fitness or grabbing a quick coffee at Starbucks. You can take your lunch break at Zoe's Kitchen, Jersey Mike's, or El Rodeo. And if you're in the mood, you can stop by the only IMAX theater in the region and see a movie at Paragon Theaters. When you're looking for something to do, turn to First in Maine, the official entertainment destination of Virginia Tech Athletics.
This season, you can share a Coke with your team on it. So I'm going to tell you how with a little help from this quarterback.
Sally, 44!
You can share a Coke with a coach, a mascot, or an MVP.
Chili, chili, chili!
You can even share a Coke with your rival on game day.
Hike!
Share a Coke with a fan this season.
Ice cold! Delicious!
Hey, Hokie fans, this is Coach Fuente. Share a Coke is back for football season. When you're stocking up for game day, be sure to grab a Coke and share it with a friend. Share a Coke and go Hokies!
More of Tech Talk Live following this time out for your local station.
This is the Virginia Tech Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Looking for a great place to live in Blacksburg? Beautiful homes from CMG Leasing are available now.
CMG Leasing is the official student housing of Virginia Tech Athletics, offering spectacular communities like The Edge, The Reserve, Cedar Field, and dozens more throughout the New River Valley.
And 7 leasing offices around Virginia Tech, CMG has an experienced staff to get you or the student in your family into a luxury apartment.
Luxury living from CMG, the official student housing of Virginia Tech Athletics. Discover for yourself at cmgleasing.com.
Can't buy the home of your dreams until you sell the one you're in? Now you can with First Link Interim Temporary Financing. Link what matters to what works by combining the financing of both properties and purchase your new home before your existing home is sold. This is Tessa Wright. We do what it takes to make life work because First Bank and Trust is your bank for life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Qualifications apply for buyer and properties. Ask for details.
This is Tech Talk Live from McLean's at First in Maine in Blacksburg. Wes McElroy filling in for John Lazor, Virginia Tech Hall of Famer Mike Burnup, and the head coach of the Hokies, Justin Fuente.
Coach, you talked a little bit about the turnovers and obviously the situation where you lost it on downs. They got the ball on the plus side of the field, and I think they scored one play later on that one as well. How do you teach the guys to handle adversity better?
Well, first of all, you've got to put them through some adversity. They have to. You can't just talk about it. You've got to go through it, and we try to simulate that through practice and through off season to continue to force them to battle through difficult situations together. And then we've got to handle sudden change a little bit better. The bottom line is, like, too many occasions we just and we've got to do a better job as coaches, putting them in positions where they can feel confident in executing, because there's just too many, too much poor execution in all three phases of the game. And we can make all the kinds of excuses we want about that, but the bottom line is that's on us to put them in situations. And you're always trying to balance just doing the same thing over again and introducing new stuff and what can you execute and that sort of stuff. So, you know, as coaches, we've got to do a better job teaching and forcing them, to execute in a more consistent and higher level, along with being emotionally tough enough to handle the ups and downs. I mean, the game's not going to be perfect. We can't play a perfect one. Nobody ever has. I mean, there's going to be adversity through games, and we've got to be able to buckle down, so to speak, and play the next play.
After a loss or even a loss like that, do you always come in when you regroup? Do you always come in with the same mindset, or do you have to read the locker room and evaluate how you're going to come in and talk to the team?
Yeah, I think it's important, first of all, not to rush to judgment. You know, like through having a little bit of experience, I think it's you know, everybody always knows exactly what the issues are as soon as the game's over. Well, those aren't always true. You know, you have to take emotion out of it, sit down and study it and see and try and diagnose what exactly it is. And that's true of a win or a loss. I mean, too many times in life, people just, if the outcome's what they want, they don't concentrate on the process and how that was handled. And that's why we review everything as an entire staff in front of each other. We go through each and every call, each and every play in all three phases of the game and talk about what we're teaching so everybody on the staff, both sides of the ball, can hear and we can talk about it so we have an understanding of what's going on. It's kind of like in the military, I think they call them after action reviews, where you just sit down there and you kind of check your feelings aside and everybody talks honestly about what we're thinking. I talk about the decisions I made through the course of the game to get those on the table. And then, you know, we deal with the kids after that in terms of trying to figure out, you know, what we need to focus on, what the message needs to be, and what we need to do to get better moving forward.
Coach, the score before the half was just an absolute killer. You had them backed up to the 9-yard line, and then you're sitting there thinking, okay, they're going to get the ball first to start the third quarter, and then they score with, 39, 40 seconds left on the double pass. That was just a good 14-3 different than 21-3.
Well, absolutely. And, you know, you go from starting to think about using your timeouts there to try and get the ball back with some time to then thinking about using timeouts to give your defense a little bit of a break there because they're putting together a pretty decent drive. And, you know, they hit the trick play throwback to the tailback and we had a blitz called and, you know, so on and so forth. We didn't get it executed the way that we'd like to. And that was obviously a big moment in the game.
You talked too about after the game, we're struggling to find our identity. How do you fix it?
God, you guys got good questions tonight. That's part of the process. I mean, we've got to, you know, find something that I think we're moving that way, quite honestly. And as rough as it's been, I really feel better about the progress that we are going to make and we are making, although it may not be at the pace that I would like for it to be. But, we've got to find, you know, what we can really, really hang our hat on and what kind of football team we're going to be. And we're going to do that. I mean, this is not something that's pie in the sky that we hope happens. We're, you know, that doesn't get it done. We have to go make that happen in all three phases of the game. And that's what we're on track to go do.
You kind of made a pretty conscious effort to run the ball the other night, knowing that Duke had a pretty good defensive line, but I think it was 43 runs and 20 passes maybe. Was part of that something that you saw, or was part of that the fact that you mentioned after the game that both quarterbacks are kind of dealing with some health issues?
Well, we have to find a way. And at times we were efficient running the football. We had a big run by Deshaun on second and long. We ran the ball on the inside better than we've run it the entire year. It doesn't mean that we're where we need to be, but I can see visual improvement of that. So that's a small positive, I guess you can. But it's going to have to be a concerted effort because we're not going to be able to go drop back and throw it 55 times. If we have to, we will, but that can't be how we're going into the game. I mean, that's just not going to get it done. We're not built that way right now in this moment. to go do that. So in order to alleviate some of that, we're going to have to be efficient running the football.
You already were young in the offensive line, and you lose a veteran today. I just kind of touch on that.
Yeah,
that's sad.
I said for Terrell, you know, he's a captain of ours. He's been here. I think this is his fifth year. Great human being, already graduated. Gosh, he might have graduated 2 years ago. I don't know. He's like in grad school now, and he's just, you know, everybody thinks the world of Terrell Smith. And, you know, he was in the game there at the end and suffered a knee injury, and he'll be out for the rest of the year. He's got surgery within the next day or so. Get him back healthy and back upright and moving around.
We have much more with Coach as we continue on here. This is Tech Talk Live from McLean's at First and Main in Blacksburg.
There's something out there for you and me. And the American road is calling. So what's it gonna be? Hey, it's an amazing day. Traveling our own highway. No matter where it leads us, we can smile. Leaning in the mile.
Marathon, fueling the American spirit.
Red 18!
This season, you can share a Coke with your team on it. So I'm going to tell you how with a little help from this quarterback.
Sell it, 44!
You can share a Coke with a coach, a mascot, or an MVP.
Chili, chili, chili!
You can even share a Coke with your rival on game day.
Hike!
Share a Coke with a fan this season.
Ice cold! Delicious!
Hey, Hokie fans, this is Coach Fuente. Share a Coke is back for football season. When you're stocking up for game day, be sure to grab a Coke and share it with a friend. Share a Coke and go Hokies.
More of Tech Talk Live following this time out for your local station. This is the Virginia Tech Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Good friends, great times, and Hokie wins. They always seem to come together at PK's Bar and Grill in Blacksburg. PK's, one of the most diverse menus anywhere in the valley, including our famous hot wings, pizza, pastas, sandwiches, wraps, and more. And PK's delivers right to your door starting at 11 a.m. We can also cater your next event. So visit us at pksbarandgrill.com or call us today at 552-FAST, a downtown favorite for over 25 years. Hot wings, cool times, and great pizza at PK's Bar and Grill.
With Blacksburg Physical Therapy, there's nothing holding you back. From that round of golf, that bike ride on the Huckleberry, or even jumping at a Hokies game. At Blacksburg Physical Therapy, you don't need a doctor's referral. Get direct care for whatever's keeping you on the sideline. Blacksburg Physical Therapy has proudly served the NRV since 1991 with the best muscle and joint specialists. Locations in Blacksburg, Christiansburg, and Radford. Call today, 540-951-2703, or visit blacksburgptonline.com. Blacksburg Physical Therapy. Get to better.
This is Tech Talk Live from McLean's at First and Main in Blacksburg. Virginia Tech head coach Justin Fuente, Mike Burnup, Wes McElroy. Coach, going back to the adversity topic, Dax had told me during the offseason you gave a couple of guys on the team the book, The Coffee Bean, to read, which I read it. It's really good, short read, but intelligent.
Yeah, it's a perfect book for me because it's got a lot of pictures.
And short, sweet, to the
like
point.
3 or 4 minutes to read.
It's great for me. I have a 2-year-old, so I get about 5 seconds to read. However, the moral of the book is you can either be a carrot, you can be a coffee bean, or you can be, what was the third option?
An egg.
An egg. Yeah. And if you put them in hot water, and a carrot will soften, right. An egg will harden, and a coffee bean will show its best talents. I'm curious, who do you turn to when you're talking about adversity? Who are the guys on the team that you turn to help get the message across to the rest of the team?
Oh, we've got a bunch of guys that are blossoming into very good leaders. I mean, Jared Hewitt is quickly becoming someone that not only, you know, carries a big stick, so to speak, on the defensive side, but across the team. You know, I think he's going to be a coach one day, maybe a strength coach. He's kind of embraced that role. You know, he's a captain this year, and that means a lot to him. You know, Dax is certainly one. Rayshard Ashby is another one that is developing some fantastic leadership skills. We've got some guys on the offensive line, as young and as inexperienced as they are, that are developing into good leaders. So certainly our tight end room is a group that has some leadership skills. They're constantly playing hard and doing well in school and that sort of stuff, giving us an opportunity to kind of hold them up as, you know, as kind of beacons of what we want people to be. But we have a leadership council that's done a great job. They met on their own just the other day, which I thought was a fantastic sign of ownership and what's going on. So I feel good about the development and the maturation where we're headed in terms of leadership.
Is it a lot more difficult when you have so few seniors? I mean, when you came in, you think about the class that you had, Sam Rogers and some of those guys at Woody Barron's. And now last year you didn't have very many seniors. This year you got, what, like four? Does sure. it kind of go hand in hand that it makes it so difficult?
Well,
difficult?
I mean, I certainly think it helps to have experience. It helps to be a good player. It helps to be a hard worker. That doesn't necessarily mean you have to be a senior. I think it could help. You know, I think just the more experience, you know, the thing you do have is investment. Like, to me, that's part of the program is sweat equity. And when you've spent your own time, your own energy, your own sweat to invest in a place, it makes it much more difficult to fold or to give up on it. And we have guys, as we've gone through here the last year or two, that are building up a tremendous amount of sweat equity in this football program, which is, you know, giving them more and more ownership on a daily basis, more and more drive to help the new players come in and live up to those expectations. And that's what you need. We've had a little bit of a void of that. You know, the volume of sweat equity on our team has not been very high, and now it's finally getting to that point over, you know, through this year and into next year, where we'll have a much larger number of guys that have much more invested in what's going on.
One guy that has invested a lot, Deshaun McLeese, I mean, you had to be happy for him getting over 100 yards, but just a kid that just works so hard, and it's the, everything means a lot to him in this program.
Well, I've been proud of Deshaun because, you know, Keyshawn has gotten some attention here, and Deshaun's been supportive of that. I mean, obviously Deshaun wants to play, and we're going to play him, but you know, him continuing to take coaching and listen and then ultimately see him be a more productive player for that, I think is a great example of an older guy that's been around a while that is supportive of a younger player, but also hopefully pushing himself to be the best he's been since he's been here.
No matter where the road leads you, the miles have meaning. So stop by your neighborhood Marathon station. Marathon, fueling the American spirit. And the road this weekend will lead to Miami. We'll talk about that coming up next. This is Tech Talk Live from McLean's at First and Main in Blacksburg.
If you're a Hokies fan, you've got an appetite for winning. And if you're a Smithfield fan, you've got an appetite for our flavorful hickory smoked bacon and our deliciously versatile anytime favorites ham. As a proud sponsor of Virginia Tech football, we invite you to start every game day with a hearty Smithfield breakfast. It's the protein-packed way to get your morning started and prepare yourself for another victory. So fire up, Hokie Nation, and remember, flavor hails from Smithfield.
Looking for some quality dining options? Come try First and Main. Try the delicious cuisines of Bowl and Bones, Saki House, or Avellino's. Afterwards, you can satisfy your sweet tooth with some frozen treats at Frosty Pairing. Buy the newest VT apparel at Alumni Hall to prepare for football season. Don't forget to check out Joseph A. Banker Talbots for your other clothing needs. Whatever it may be, First and Main will help you make this fall the best one yet. First and Main, the official entertainment destination of Virginia Tech Athletics.
More of Tech Talk Live following this time out for your local station. This is the Virginia Tech Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Going to the dentist is fun, said no one ever. The old uncomfortable chairs, the scary sights and sounds, the inconvenient hours, it's all a big hassle. Real Life Dental in downtown Blacksburg has created the wow experience we all really want. They have evening and Saturday hours to fit your busy schedule, the latest in modern technology, and several sedation options to make your visit comfortable. Real Life Dental is the preferred dental office of the Virginia Tech Hokies. Check them out online at reallifedental.com.
Solutions, service, sustainability. That's First Bank and Trust Company's agriculture division. Hi, this is Gene Copenhaver. For over three decades, we provided rural America with innovative financial products and ag industry experts to bring growth, ingenuity, and experience to the markets we serve. That's probably why we're ranked among the top agriculture lenders in the nation. We take pride in becoming true partners to every aspect of your agribusiness enterprise. We're there for you because we're your agribusiness bank for life. Member FDIC.
Welcome back to Tech Talk Live from McLean's at First and Main in Blacksburg. Wes McElroy filling in for John Lazer, the Virginia Tech Hall of Famer, Mike Burnup, the head coach of the Hokies, Justin Fuente. We'll look ahead to Miami. We still have fun with Fu coming up, but we do want to take a second. There's obviously something missing tonight, and we want to send the best and thoughts and prayers out to our friend John Lazer, who sadly lost his father, Mark Lazer, on Friday morning. And Mike, you called the game. We knew before ahead of time, but what a professional Lays is. Never missed a beat, never missed a detail Friday night. And I know how much he wanted to do that game for his dad.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And I was so sad to hear the news. I knew it was going to be an uphill battle and just felt bad for him for what he was going through. And I knew it was going to be difficult. And, yeah, when he told me the news, it was just like, man, he was ready to break down. And he put up a hell of a fight. I'll say that. I mean, he was a great guy. I got to know him a little bit and his mother, his wife, you know, John's mother and Mrs. Lazer, and just a great family. And he really loved John and what he was all about and loved listening to the games. And he was fired up when he could come to the games. And he came to the bowl game last year. And I remember I took that picture of him on the field out there at the Military Bowl in Annapolis. And so, yeah, our thoughts and prayers go with him. I know he's going through a tough time, and he'll get through it. And just got to give him all the support we can.
And he'll be back on the call Saturday, don't worry. So we'll have all Mr. Lazer back for you. And for those who are asking information, we will get information, an obituary, and some. If you'd like to make – I know the family's going to have a little bit of a donation page that they want to do in honor of John's dad. But we'll get all that information, and, of course, Mike will have that. Mike, let's get back to the upcoming game and looking back at Duke as well.
All right, Coach, how about – let's talk some quarterback play. You were quarterback, played at a high level. When you have quarterbacks that aren't really consistent or you go through in your playing days, maybe a rut or you didn't – just kind of got in a funk, how do you get out of it?
Well, let me be clear. We need a lot better quarterback play than I could have provided, that's for sure. And we have gotten that. You know, it's just – it's a delicate balance playing that position. First of all, it's difficult. It's physically taxing. I mean, you can – it. You don't hit during the week, but you have to be physical to play quarterback. You have to be brave. You have to be able to stand in the pocket and keep your focus downfield while other large individuals are trying to hit you. You have to be judicious with the football. The ball is in your hands literally every single play. So there's a lot that goes into it, but it's a delicate balance between trying to make plays and give guys a chance to go make plays and trying to push the envelope and also knowing when to kind of call it a day and knowing when to throw one away or burn one or step out of bounds. And trying to find that balance while being competitive is sometimes difficult. And, you know, I think the biggest thing is, and this is part of the position, and it's just the way it is. It's always been like that, and it'll always be like that. But, you know, the challenge is for everybody around that position to step up and elevate their play to give whoever's back there a better chance of having success. And when people out there, when the other 10 guys start to play at a higher level, break more tackles or win more 50-50 balls, then all of a sudden, people, you know, you start to think, well, the quarterback's playing pretty well. Well, it's a function of him playing well and the people around him elevating their game. And, you know, we've certainly got to do a great job knowing what we can ask our guys to do and asking them to do it on a consistent basis. And also we've got to have the other 10 guys raise their level of play so that our quarterback is more efficient.
You mentioned the tight end room earlier. You got some weapons in there, obviously, with Dalton Keene and James Mitchell and Gallo's coming along solidly. How do you get those guys more involved in the offense? Because you talked about we need – at halftime, you told Wes, you know, we kind of got hit in the mouth. We need to work the outside a little bit more. How do you get those guys more involved?
Well, first of all, continuing to find matchups that are beneficial to us. You know, it usually comes – the tight end position usually gets catches in terms of when the running game is efficient. We were halfway efficient in the running game in the first quarter, then, you know, or the first half or so. But, you know, the score gets away from you a little bit, and then all of a sudden all that stuff kind of goes out the window and it becomes more of a dominant wide receiver game. That's just kind of how it works. It's just a function of the time and the place and the situation of the game. All that being said, we do need to make sure we do have a concerted effort to get those guys opportunities to touch the ball and make plays, because they can and they will help us win.
How about Damon Hazelton, obviously getting back out there? Were there any side effects from him? Obviously, he's been dealing with the hamstring a little bit. After the game, was he good?
He was fine. We didn't play him a tremendous amount. Yeah. He needs practice. You know, I mean, you're going to go out there and play against press corners in the ACC that are good players. You need work against your own people, and Damon needs more of that work, you know, this week and in the weeks to come. It's not just a conditioning thing. He is in pretty good shape. It's just a repetition thing and getting used to working again, because he has been out for so long. But as far as his health, he passed muster.
The jet sweep sometimes in games, it seems like it works really well. It didn't seem like it worked very well against Duke. Is it something they were doing? Is it a lack of just execution blocking it? Kind of walk through
that.
Yeah,
I mean, we only ran I can't remember, but the very first one we ran, you know, was pretty – they had us pretty out-leveraged. You know, we had opportunities to come back with other things that should work. It's going to be a part of what we're doing. It's just – it's been entirely too efficient for us through the years to not continue to do that. But, you know, it wasn't a big part of what we planned to do last week.
How about Caleb Stewart, the way he was running the ball at the end of the game?
Yeah, it was good to get him in there and get him a few carries and see him pour the ball up in there a little bit and hold on to the football. And, you know, hopefully he can continue to improve. At times he's shown that he could be a productive player for us.
Coming up next, we'll turn the page over to the Miami Hurricanes, the matchup this Saturday, and still to come, a little fun with Foo. This is Tech Talk Live from McLean's at First and Main in Blacksburg.
It's almost game time, Hokie fans, and you know what that means. Tailgating, drinks, and cheers to football. But before you head to Lane Stadium, we encourage you to always plan a safe and sober ride. It's simple. Whether you call a taxi, find an Uber, Lyft, or simply have a designated driver, a solid game plan is key. So now the only question is, what's yours? Visit whatsyourgameplan.org to sign the Safe Driving Pledge and learn all about the dangers of drunk driving. That's whatsyourgameplan.org.
Awaken the possibilities. Build an identity. Define a culture.
One-handed catch by Turner! Touchdown!
Let them know who we are. What we're here for. The time is now. Let's go. Experience Lane Stadium this fall. Tickets on sale now. Visit Hokiesports.com.
More of Tech Talk Live following this time out for your local station. This is the Virginia Tech Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Welcome back to Tech Talk Live from McLean's at First and Main in Blacksburg. Wes McElroy, Mike Burnup, the head coach of the Hokies, Justin Fuente. Let's turn that page to those Miami Hurricanes, Mike.
Yeah, what are your thoughts on Miami, Coach? Obviously, they're 2-2 on the year. They lost to Florida, but only by 4 points. Florida was ranked in the top 10, and the Carolina game was a 3-point game, and then they won two in a row after that against Bethune-Cookman and Central Michigan. Kind of your breakdown on your early thoughts.
Well, it'll be a tremendous challenge for us. We've got to go on the road to play a team that was off last week, so they've got 2 weeks to get healthy and get ready to play us. But in the same breath, I'm excited. You know, I'm excited about our team and our opportunity in front of us. Is it going to be difficult? 100%. You bet. It's going to be really, really hard. They are incredibly talented. One of the top defenses in all of America last year. Back at it again with defensive linemen. They have two linebackers that I swear have been playing there for 10 years.
Shaq Quarterman.
Oh my gosh. And they're good players. They're heady, smart ball players, and then big and athletic in the back end as always. So when you look at them on offense, it starts with the running game, and number 13, he is a really good back that will they'll get in the what do we call it, where they snap it right to the
Wildcat.
Thank you, Mike. Gosh darn it. They get in the Wildcat, direct snap it to him, and he can run the ball that way. You know, number 4, I think his name's Jeff Thomas maybe. He's electric, fast wide receiver that can really go make plays.
How about the quarterback? Your thoughts on him, Jaren Williams? He's a redshirt freshman. Seems to be very, very talented. Doesn't run the ball that much, but
no, he doesn't. But another great example of a young player playing with some expertise and some experience around him, doing a good job distributing the ball. I'm not saying he doesn't make plays. He does, but he's got the people around him playing at a high level, which helps him. You know, he can throw a hitch and it can turn into a long touchdown. He can hand off the inside zone. It can turn into a 20-yard gain. But he has been very efficient. He's taken care of the football. He played under, you know, talk about getting baptized by fire. I mean, in the Florida game, I mean, they were coming at him from everywhere. He showed great poise and hung in there and has put up some good numbers thus far.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, have you ever heard the stat line on a quarterback sacked 18 times but never thrown an interception?
No, that usually doesn't go hand in hand. Usually, I think it probably says a lot about him in terms of, you know, his toughness and his ability to stand in there and not let those things influence his decision-making.
By the way, you say Wildcat. When we used to run that here, it was called the Wild Turkey.
The Wild Turkey. Like the drink?
You ever had any of those?
No.
How about the running back, DJ Dallas? That guy's averaging, what, almost 7 yards a carry. He's a beast.
He is a really good football player. And, you know, for a couple years now, a couple years ago, they had another guy in there, and that guy got hurt, and they put in DJ. And it was like almost worse than when they had their starter in there. So I just think he's a powerful, explosive runner that is physical on the inside but has the speed to take it the distance.
Any history with Manny Diaz or their coordinators? Or obviously he's one of the new coaches in the league.
Yeah, no, not really. You know, just know him by reputation only. I do know some people that have either had Manny as an assistant, you know, or worked with Manny along the way, and they all rave about him. Just a really good person, a good worker, and obviously it has, you know, kind of cut his chops of being a defensive coordinator, and now has moved into the head coaching role.
How about special teams-wise, your matchup against their matchup? Obviously, Oscar's been really, really good and sound, but are you happy with your kickoff returns, you know, your punt returns and all that sort of thing?
Well, I think there are a couple things. One, our kickoff return unit, I think, has a chance to be pretty special. We've scared some people early in the year into kicking the ball all over the place. Now they're kicking it away from the returner. They're doing all sorts of things. And I think that's because we've proved to be at least good enough to scare some people into kicking the ball all over the field. Oscar continues to be a weapon. He was very good in the red zone the other night in terms of punting. We'll have our hands full with this punt return unit in Miami. They're both a block and a return team, which is what we have traditionally been. I think our punt return unit has been really close to a couple blocks so far, really affected a couple kicks, not in the Duke game, but in the weeks before that. If the punter hadn't kicked it all the way across the field, it would have been a block. We're getting good pressure there. I hope that Hezzy continues to feel more comfortable back there, because, you know, he had a nice return. We still have plays to be made in that return, with that return unit.
How about what the biggest message you want to get to the team the next couple of days? Obviously, the big practices are coming up tomorrow and Wednesday.
Yeah, I mean, we have control over how we handle our situation. And, you know, we have this fantastic opportunity in front of us to go on the road and go continue to improve. And we took a step towards that Sunday night. And we have to take a step towards that every single day that we have this opportunity.
And that's our Are You Ready for Game Day segment brought to you by Smithfield. Smithfield has all your game day needs covered. Whether you're tailgating at Lane Stadium or following the Hokies at home, Smithfield. Coming up next, we'll have a little fun. Fun with food. This is Tech Talk Live from McLean's at First and Main in Blacksburg.
Hi, this is Mike Burnup for The Edge, trendy and modern student living next to Tech's campus. The Edge, 2, 3, and 4-bedroom apartments and townhomes come with all utilities included and individual leases. Plus, each resident has a private suite complete with bath and walk-in closet and incredible amenities including lightning-quick Wi-Fi and a resort-style heated pool, to name a few. And best of all, The Edge is just steps from campus. Visit vtcampusedge.com. Live at The Edge, right across from the Virginia Tech campus.
Start your spring off right by taking a trip to First and Main. Whether it's stopping for a bite to eat at McLean's or stocking up for that fishing trip at Matt Hagen Outdoors, First and Main is bound to have the place to fit your needs. Go see that newest movie at the only IMAX theater in the region at Paragon Theaters. But don't forget to stop by Blacksburg Eye Associates to grab your newest pair of glasses beforehand. Whatever you want, First and Main has got it. First and Main, the official entertainment destination of Virginia Tech Athletics.
More of Tech Talk Live following this time out for your local station.
This is the Virginia Tech Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
G&H Appliance, the appliance experts, have been a winning team since 1969. That's 50 years of great service throughout the area. We offer the best prices on top products from Maytag, Whirlpool, KitchenAid, and more. We also offer expertise to help you find the best appliance for your budget. Come see our showroom on Roanoke Street in Christiansburg. Visit us online at gnhappliance.com or call us at 540-382-7500. G&H Appliance, celebrating 50 years of service. G&H Appliance, nobody does it better.
The Pete Dye River Course has a spectacular clubhouse and outdoor deck to host special parties, weddings, or casual get-togethers. Preston's at the River Course provides exceptional options for dining and catered events. Whether it's business lunch, golf break, or a night out, we're casual, friendly, and delicious. Come enjoy the great atmosphere and world-class golf at the Pete Dye River Course. Visit our Facebook page for more details or call 1-888-PETE-DYE. That's 1-888-PETE-DYE for reservations.
Welcome back. This is Tech Talk Live from McLean's at First and Main in Blacksburg. Just went over the Miami game, spent some time talking about the Duke loss on Friday. But let's have a little fun here, Mike, because I'm new to this, but I understand we do a segment where we leave on a high note. It's fun with Fu.
Yeah, absolutely. And this summer when we were going around the circuit, Fu told the great story about a family trip, family little outing that they have, and I don't think any of these people have heard it, and most of the people listening tonight weren't at these four functions we went to. So if you go down Interstate 81, I think it's exit 180, the Safari Park, I'm sure some of y'all have seen it. Many of you maybe have been there, but Fu's got like a great story about the family outing that they have every year or so at the Safari Park. So take it away,
Coach.
It's
one of my favorite days of the year. We every spring we load up in the minivan and drive up to the Safari Park. I drive, and we pull in. And if you haven't been there, it's really fun, period. But if you have elementary school age kids, it is even more enjoyable. It's one of the most enjoyable things we get to do every year. And so these animals, I mean, they have all kinds of animals. I'm not even, savvy enough to tell you but everything from buffalo to llamas and emus and ostriches and pigs and deer and all kinds of stuff. And these animals, you pay money and you get a bucket and you feed them. Well, these animals are aggressive. Like you just drive through it in your car and you roll the window down and you feed them these pellets. You get these buckets. So long story short, we pull in, I buy three buckets, one for Caroline, one for Cecilia, and one for Charlotte. And then I turn around and give them the speech. Like, if you spill the bucket, you're done. Okay. Like the animals are, they're aggressive. They're going to try and pull it out of your hands, but like, don't come to me crying. If you spill the bucket, that's your bucket. You know, we're not buying anymore. Okay. So we pull in, and of course, the best part of the whole deal is I put the child locks on the windows. So I control the windows up and down. So the girls are in the back and in the front, and I'll roll the windows all the way down, and those animals will like stick their whole head into the car. And the girls, I mean, you could get licked on the side of the cheek, you know, and the girls are just screaming bloody murder, like, roll the window up, roll the window up, roll the window up, please, please, he's going to get me. And I mean, I'm just laughing so hard, I'm crying, because it's just so much fun to torture them, you know, with that. So, but they hang the bucket out, and some will grab it and then pull on it, and then we'll, you know, whatever. So we pull up, and there's a big old buffalo up there, a big buffalo. And Cecilia, my oldest, I'm like, Cecilia, you feed the buffalo. She's like, okay. So we pull up, the buffalo comes up, and he is even bigger than I thought. Like, he's kind of wiping his nose on the wind, like there's
slobber,
snot and slobber like on the window. It's pretty intimidating. His tongue's like that long, you know. So I roll the window down. Well, Cecilia freaks out. No, I don't want to do it. I don't want to do it because it's big and strong and whatever. So I said, okay, that's fine. I'll do it. So I pull up. We get the buffalo around. And so I'm driving, and I have it in drive, which is not smart, but I had it in drive. I roll my window down. I grab Cecilia's bucket, and I pull it out there. Here comes this big buffalo. And he sticks his mouth in there. He starts eating it, and I kind of look back like, hey, see, you know, like, don't be such a wimp. You know, I got this. And then I feel that buffalo's teeth grab a hold of that bucket, and he starts pulling. And I start pulling, and he starts pulling, and we're throwing those pellets all over the minivan. I mean, they're everywhere. And all I can think of was a speech I gave the girls, like, do not lose the bucket, right? If you lose the bucket. So I'm in a deathmatch battle with this buffalo over this bucket that I can't bring to tell my daughters that I've lost. And so I do the only thing that I can do, which is I press the accelerator. So we drove off from the buffalo, and I kept the bucket, and I turned around and said, see, wasn't that easy? You just feed the buffalo like that. But there's no way on God's green earth I was getting rid of that bucket. I can tell you that much. I wasn't going to face them without bringing them the bucket.
I'm just curious if this is all going on, and this is the interaction between you and your daughters. What is your wife doing?
Well, she thinks I'm a... probably like most Hokie fans, she thinks I'm an idiot anyway. So she was laughing her tail off. She thinks it's just as much fun as I do. But when like it became a wrestling match, that's why I told Charlotte, our baby, I said, Charlotte, did you see your dad wrestle that buffalo? Like, I wrestled a buffalo today. And so she told like her preschool teacher that her dad wrestles buffaloes, which I thought was pretty cool. But my wife enjoys. She likes that part of it, I think, is pretty fun. So,
Great story.
Yeah,
great story.
So it was a good time.
I just want to know. I know the way my dad was before we went on vacation. I know the way I am before. What is the thing that stresses you out? Is it the loading up of the car?
Well, I'm so used to traveling by myself. Okay, so I wake up at whatever time early in the morning if I'm traveling to recruit or whatever. Take a shower, grab my bag, walk out the door, get in the car, go. Well, that's not like it blows my mind how much stuff we have in order to get in the car to take one step towards our destination. So that's what stresses me out a little bit. Now, my wife is awesome. She does an unbelievable job getting everybody ready to go. But it just blows my mind how many backpacks and headphones and sacks and stuffed animals and toys and whatever the stuff is. That blows my mind. That stresses me out a little bit.
And the question now is there still pellets of food in the minivan?
There are. You can still see them in the windshield. Like when you roll the window down, they're still stuck in there. So I tried to pull them out with my finger, but I can't get them out.
Coach, before we let you run, your final thoughts as this week builds up to the Miami game.
Oh, I'm not happy. You know, nobody should be happy. I understand that part of it. Like, we came to Virginia Tech to go win ball, playing games like that and win games like that, and we're absolutely going to. We're not to that stage yet. You know, we've gone through this transition period, and everybody thought that the transition period would be as soon as we got here, and it wasn't. It's now. And it's like I told Witt after the first 2 years, you hired me for what's about to come, because what's about to come is the hard part. And but I love our guys, and I love where we're going and what we're doing. We cannot stop fighting the good fight to go do things the right way. I'm non-negotiable on that. We're going to go to class. We're going to act the right way. And we're going to get prepared to play great football as well. And we have a group of guys that is that are straining mentally, emotionally, and physically to go do those things. And do we need to get better? You bet. And is that my responsibility? 100%. But we are, and we will. And we're not wavering from that mission. And that's the end has already been written. We just got to go through the hard part to get there. So,
Coach, we'll let you go on that. Ladies and gentlemen, head coach of the Hokies, Justin Puente. We'll come back. Mike and I will come back, and we'll set up the broadcast for Saturday and let you know what's in store for the rest of the week. This is Tech Talk Live from McLean's at First and Main in Blacksburg.
Right now, you can get 5 cents off every gallon of fuel every day. That's 5 cents off every gallon with Make It Count rewards from Marathon. Plus, you can earn points for additional savings on fuel, airfare, hotels, and more. It's quick and easy to join. Just visit makeitcount.com/radio or download the free app. So start saving today with Make It Count from Marathon. Offer valid only at participating Marathon locations. Marathon, fueling the American spirit.
Virginia 529, the official college savings plan of the Virginia Tech Hokies, is giving fans the chance to win a college savings starter account. Visit Virginia529.com/win for your chance at $529 to kick off your savings. Additional contributions made are tax advantage and savings can be used at many public and private colleges close to home or outside of Virginia. Learn more and enter to win today at Virginia529.com/win.
More of Tech Talk Live following this time out for your local station.
This is the Virginia Tech Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
All season long, when the Hokies win, get 40% off pizzas the next day at PapaJohns.com. Just use the online promo code TECH40 and get 40% off all regular menu price online pizzas the day after a Hokies win. Just like that. Order from your independently owned and operated Papa John's using the online promo code TECH40 at PapaJohns.com. When the Hokies win, you win. Better ingredients, better pizza. Papa John's. Independently owned and operated in Virginia since 1992. Valid online only at participating Papa John's locations. Not valid with other discounts. Delivery fee and taxes extra and are not subject to discount offer.
You've looked and looked for that perfect home and can't find one with all the bells and whistles you want, so you've decided to build. First Bank and Trust Company can help you finance the construction of a new home so you can afford to build your home from the ground up. Once your house is built, we can finance your permanent mortgage also. So all you need to do is get started on that house you've always dreamed of, and we'll help make it a reality. We're doing what it takes to make life easier. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Qualifications apply. As for details.
Tech Talk Live is brought to you by Ideal Cabinets, celebrating their 50th year in the custom cabinetry business. Follow their Facebook page and post your favorite Virginia Tech game photo with the hashtag Ideal50 for a chance to win the grand prize of a $200 gift card, or visit them online, idealcabinets.com, for more information. This is Tech Talk Live from McLean's at First and Main in Blacksburg. Wes McElroy filling in for John Laser, along with Virginia Tech Hall of Famer Mike Burnham. And once again, our thoughts are with the Laser family. And if you'd like information to send a donation on behalf of John's dad, who passed away on Friday, our thoughts are with the entire Laser family and all his friends. You can follow Lays at LaysVT on Twitter. He's got everything posted there. And John will be back broadcasting from Miami on Saturday. That's where we will be. And Mike, I ask you, what's at stake on Saturday?
Well, it's a great opportunity. Obviously, that slipped away the other night, and it's a chance. You know, when you're a player and you go through something like that, man, the next thing you want to do, the fastest thing you want to do is get back on the field and try to make it right.
And so I know the team's working hard. They got a lot of young guys out there, and it's just a process that you got to go through. And it's a great opportunity for them. Miami's really good. I mean, their defense is really, really good. Their quarterback has really played solid football. They've had a week off. So, you know, it's going to be one of those games that you better bring your A game, and the sense of urgency is obviously huge. So there's no time to make excuses. Nobody feels sorry for you. And you got to just pick yourself up, look in the mirror, and say, what can I do to make this team better? And it's up to the players. I mean, the coaches can only do so much, but the players got to get out there and make the plays.
In talking with Coach tonight, was there something that you took away? Was there something that really stood out that he said?
Well, he's been consistent all through with his message, the way he talks about those players. You know, there's young guys on this team that have to go through some of these things, but I think the process they're going through is exactly what they need to do. It's just a matter of trying to get them to grow up faster. I mean, there's so much youth on this team, and you're going up against a lot of teams like Miami's defense. I mean, they're a junior, senior team. And so it's just you got to take your pay, a lump of lumps and bumps and bruises sometimes. That's just the way it is. So you got to grow up fast in this business.
It's early. I know you're just cracking your notes like I am. Is there a matchup that you're keyed in on early?
Well, I think those linebackers with Shaq Quarterman, I mean, you got to be aware of where he is at all times. And obviously, as far as the defense, you can't give up big plays. I mean, that was a little concerning the other night when you think about how many big plays the defense gave up. And they were one-play drives, and the guys were just wide open. And a couple times they never got touched. So that was a little bit disturbing. So I think they got to get on the right page and make sure they get those things. It's a gap control defense, but they got to get right, and they got to get right fast.
Well, Mike and I will be on the network starting things off at 2 o'clock.
Yeah.
Kickoff just past 3:30. Mike lays up in the booth. I'll be on the sideline. We want to thank a couple people tonight. Thanks to Trevor Williams, our producer, Justin Fuente. And thank you to all of you for coming out tonight. And thank you for having me. Lays will be back on Saturday. For the Virginia Tech Hall of Famer, Mike Burda, I am Wes McElroy. And this has been Tech Talk Live from McLean's at First and Main in Blacksburg. Good night, everybody.
Make sure to prepare yourself for the air by shopping at First and Main. Whether it's buying some furniture for your apartment at Ashley Home Store or some back-to-school clothes from Loft at Alumni Hall, your options are endless. After shopping, you can enjoy Mexican food at El Rodeo, delicious sushi at Saki House, or stop by one of our many other great choices. Don't forget to drop by Runabout Sports and Five Star Nutrition to help prepare you for the best workouts. Follow First and Main on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter for great deals this year. First and Main, the official entertainment destination of Virginia Tech Athletics.
Going to the dentist is fun, said no one ever. The old uncomfortable chairs, the scary sights and sounds, the inconvenient hours, it's all a big hassle. Real Life Dental in downtown Blacksburg has created the wow experience we all really want. They have evening and Saturday hours to fit your busy schedule, the latest in modern technology, and several sedation options to make your visit comfortable. Real Life Dental is the preferred dental office of the Virginia Tech Hokies. Check them out online at reallifedental.com.
Been listening to Tech Talk Live on the Virginia Tech Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College. Join us each Monday night throughout the season and talk Virginia Tech sports. Tech Talk Live has been presented by Blacksburg Physical Therapy. Get to better. CMG Leasing. Visit btcampusedge.com to find out how you can live at the edge. Smithfield. Flavor hails from Smithfield. First Bank and Trust, the bank that puts you first. First and Main, Blacksburg, the official entertainment destination of Virginia Tech Athletics. G&H Appliance, nobody does it better. Real Life Dental, located in Kent Square in downtown Blacksburg. Find your smile. Papa John's Pizza. Order online today at papajohns.com. Independently owned and operated in Virginia since 1992. The Pete Dye River Course, where Hokies play. And by PK's Bar and Grill. It's where friends and good times meet.
The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Virginia Tech Sports Network.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.